Let me just say some few words. I woke up this morning, today's Monday actually. Not weekend. So I woke up this morning and I wanted to pray, have my schedule of praying. And I was kind of inspired to pray differently. And so I began to pray about my commitment to God this year. And I got to this particular place in Philippians 1. I had to open it. Let me open you to read what I read this morning. Let me help you to read what I read this morning. I read this morning. Let's go to Philippians 1:24. So, Philippians 1:24. It says, nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. So I determined to stay around. Praise God. Paul was saying, I don't know whether I should go away to heaven or stay here. But I just have this conviction that I need to stay here. Because not because I want to enjoy life here. But I want to stay here because it's needful for you. Now look at next verse. That will tell me what I'm going to do with you now. And being confident of this while I was praying, I know that I shall remain. Paul was saying, I'm going to stay back and continue with you all for your what? I want you to mark those words. Your progress and joy of faith. What I'm after as you are here today, I am alive. I am serving the Lord. I'm a pastor in this church. And my commitment is for you to make progress. Don't you like that? So I'm here for your progress and your joy of faith. I want your faith to give you certain kind of joy that no money, no status will give you. And I want to also help you to make progress. Praise the Lord, somebody. Tell yourself, I'll make progress this year. I will make progress this year. And my progress will appear to all. That means, tell yourself, I'll make progress spiritually. I'll make progress emotionally. I'll make progress physically. I will make progress in my business or my career. I'll make progress in my relationships. And I'll make progress as a child of God in this world. Do you believe that? Tell yourself, progress is mine. So you are part of the progressive, not politically speaking. But so what I'm going to say this morning has to do with your progress. Now, because God is for your progress, there is another person who is doing a pushback at you. Let's go to the book of Mark chapter 4, verse 35. And my wife just said it while she was praying. And I'm just going to Mark 4. On the same day, finished preaching. That's when he multiplied bread. When evening had come, he said to them, let us do what? Have you noticed that? People call 31st to 1st crossover. Huh? Thank you. Let us cross over to the other side. Now, that crossover and 31st crossover are two different things. This crossover is to make certain progress from what they have seen before. They're going somewhere. Let us cross over to the other side. Who said that? Jesus. Because he does not, and he will not believe in your stagnancy. Hallelujah. He said, you will go from strength to strength, from faith to faith, and from glory to glory. Somebody say amen to that. Now listen very carefully. Let us cross over. Jesus said that. He's a God of progress. Next verse. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. Remember, I was just saying that after Sister Bola Uchi finished singing, I said that God has chosen to go along with you this year. So they put him in the boats along with them, and other little boats were also with him. So we all get up and we trust God to make this year through. Amen, somebody? How many of you, God's going to be with you all through this year? Can I see your hands up? Thank you. Next verse. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. Hello. This is an anomaly. How could the God of progress be in the boat and there will be a pushback, a storm? Now listen to me, everybody. That's the paradox of living before Jesus comes. Before Jesus comes, the both of them, the God of progress and the devil of pushback, will be working at the same time. That's the way it's ordained now. When Jesus comes, evil will be removed entirely. But tell your neighbor, right now, we are going to make our progress in the midst of the storm. Can we clap our hands for Jesus, somebody? If somebody says to you, Pastor, I prophesied that there'll be no storm this year, tell him, hello soon, hello soon, hello soon. Hallelujah. A great windstorm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. And the Lord was in the boat sleeping. Look at next verse. But he was in the stern. He was in that same place. And asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, don't you care? Master, you said you are with us. Don't you care that dollar is rising? Naira is going down every day. But the Lord won't woo. Why is it that the country is so difficult? Why is it that you can't just give us our desired presidential candidate? Whatever you are desiring. Outside Tinubu. Whatever. Why? You see, don't you care? Don't you care that we are perishing? He was sleeping in the pillow. He was there with them. It's as if sometimes, I don't know if you can say this, sometimes as if God is sleeping in your life. Hello? Sorry, you're sleeping. It's a storm. And asleep. There are going to be storms this year. I'm not prophesying. You don't have to say anything about that. There are going to be storms. But you are going to make progress in Jesus' name. And what are you going to do? Look at next verse. And then he arose, rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace be still, and the wind ceased. Now, how does the wind cease? It just moves like that, and then it just kind of circled them with peace. And there was a great calm. Next verse. And he said to them, can you read this verse with me, everybody, with your voice loud? Let me be very honest. This is an unnecessary question. What should we be afraid? Bad storm, and you are sleeping. How is it that you have no faith? For a few minutes, anybody that will make progress well in life must understand how to handle the storms. Oh, God's going to bless you. God's going to increase you. God's going to lift you this year. Amen, somebody. But I'm going to talk about how do you negotiate your way through the storms. Just for a few minutes. When things come up, things not easy. Sometimes things will not come. What are you going to do? This is it. Number one, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Every storm is conquerable. Jesus conquered that storm. Am I right? Whatever can come against you as a storm, Jesus is with you. And he said, why are you so fearful? Do you know why we're afraid? Because we think that we cannot handle it. Am I right? I mean, if I tell you now, you have $50,000 in your pocket, and I say, this car that you are driving has some problem, it costs you $25,000. You say, okay, all right, start work. Am I right? When I say, Egbon, it's $250,000, you say, huh? Egbon, would that? Fear comes in because you don't have wherewithal to meet it. But thank God, we have Christ with us to meet it. Are we here, everybody? So let's learn this morning how to handle storms. What to do with storms? When that time comes and they give you something and something happens, they bring you a report. What are you going to do this year? Amazingly, the Lord was sleeping. In my younger days, when I didn't know better, I always wish that the year will not have any problem. So when I face anything, Lord, I didn't bargain for this. Lord, I didn't plan for this. Lord, where are you? Here he is. Home obe. Baba, ma jenji yao. Now, you must be a master of storms. He said, let's go. He spoke a word. You got a promise? You're going to have to know that between here and there, it won't just come. There's going to be a pushback. And that's from the enemy. And Jesus rebuked. There are two parts to a storm. There's the visible and invisible. There's the wind moving the water that is visible. Am I right? Jesus spoke to the wind that is invisible, rebuke it, and spoke to the water, calm down. Praise God, somebody. Are we here? Tell yourself, I must learn how to handle storms and make my progress this year. Oh, Nigerians, can I clap for Nigerians here? Can I clap for Nigerians here? Man, we have tried though. We have tried though. Do you know how much things have gone up now? Anytime you buy fuel for 15,000, it was 3-5 before. Something like that. My brother is laughing. My brother told me that I should not be talking about fuel, that in Ghana is how much now? 1,300 per liter. I said, Mulewa buying. I'm a Western Nigeria. But still, baby. How much is our own? Motila your Jesus. Hallelujah. But it was not easy either. Because I was learning fuel before. Not Balowa. So I must learn how to. Like my driver Solomon said, daddy, I didn't know they were going to announce the fuel price like that. I would have bought fuel plenty. I said, Solomon, attend, you will finish. He said, I will have kept it. I said, you have fire disaster. I don't want trouble. I'm not a depot. You have to learn how to master it. Let me talk about the storms you cannot master. Jonah 1. Do you hear me? Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. Jonah. The Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. God gave him a word, like Jesus gave them a word. What did he do? Next verse. And Jonah arose to flee to Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. And he went down. See that word? He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare and went down second time into it to go with them to Tarsus from the presence of the Lord. Let's keep on reading. And the Lord set out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken up. Next verse. Then the mariners were afraid, and every man cried out to his God and threw the cargo that was in the ship to the sea to lighten the load. But Jonah, fourth one, gone down into the lowest part of the ship, and next one, and lay down. Jesus was sleeping in the storm. Jonah was sleeping in the storm, but a different storm. Jonah was sleeping in the storm, just like Jesus. Next verse. And so the captain came to him and said to him, what do you mean, Olorun? Sleeper, arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us that you may not perish. I warn you, let me be honest with you. Some storms you cannot stop when you are disobeying God. I am not saying that you are disobedient to God now, but when God tells you to go one way and you choose not to go that way, if you don't want storm that you cannot handle in your home, you better as a husband love your wife. You see, you can give all excuses about your wife, what blah, 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 blah. You're going to have storm. You know, Jonah had an excuse about Nineveh, right? 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 Are you still here? You're no longer saying amen now. May I tell the truth? He said, tell the truth and shame the devil. So, see, anytime you don't go along with the word of God, that kind of storm cannot be easily stopped. And people will join you, and they pray to their God. Look at next verse. And they began to pray. And they said to one another, come, let us cast lot that we may know for those God's trouble. So they cast lot, and the lot fell on. Next verse. And he said to him, please tell us. Oh, yeah. They asked him about four questions. Number one, whose cause is this trouble upon us? Sometimes God will set up a storm because you are not listening. You are going your own way. That's the only way he will help you. Like he helped Abraham to be deported from Egypt. Abraham was the first one to be deported in the Bible. He traveled abroad with his wife, and he called his wife his sister. Somebody's laughing. Visa application. I met a man of God years ago. The man of God came to my office, out of my office, said, life has been rough for me. I don't know what I'm going on. He said, do you know what? I got a visa. I struggled to get America, but it didn't work. I came back. I said, huh? Then he said, second one, I tried UK. In fact, there was a woman, a nurse, that we married together. I said, what about your wife? He said, no, my wife. We did together to go to UK. A pastor. So he said, Mbatodong, no, wala wa bele, mokada wale. So I'm in Nigeria. Me, I don't go abroad to go and stay. He said, hey, I said, I don't know. You go find God, oh. You go find God. See, anytime God tells you something you don't want to do, it's not going to be easy negotiating that storm. There's no way a lady that is born again following God will not have a storm who goes to go and marry an unbeliever. That storm is 100% predictable. And God help us. Let's stop there. So there is a storm that you cannot. I want to beg you. I'm not against going abroad. I'm not against staying in Nigeria. But do you have God's consent? Are you hearing me? If God wants you to go abroad, every storm will come on you over here to drive you abroad. And if God wants you to not go abroad, God will see to it that every storm. You know, Jonah entered the boat. God down there. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Are you still here with me? Huh. Everybody's quiet. Let's start. A storm you cannot handle is a storm that the word of God has spoken. Pastor, I don't know what God said. You got Bible and you got church. And you got your conscience too. So, I want to beg you. Can I beg you? Try to avoid disobeying God. You hear me? Tell me, Pastor said, try to avoid disobeying God. In your financial life, in your marital life, in your career. For instance, God said, don't talk back to your boss and don't steal at work. You go and steal at work, they sack you this year, you don't have a job for the next 6, 7, 8 months. The storm is disobedience. Am I making some sense? Pentecostals don't want to hear that. But that's just the truth. Hallelujah. I met one mechanic years ago. He suffered. He was a church member, born again. And his financial life was never in order. I said, do you tithe and give offering? He said, Pastor, I don't do none of the above. I said, all right. Can I help you? You can't be disobeying God. Do you know that the only way Jonah could cure it was that there's no progress against God? So Jonah said, take me and throw me into the water. Those guys refused him. They asked him four questions. Whose cause is this? What is your occupation? Where do you come from? And what is your country? And what people are you? I believe that in this area, we should ask ourselves these questions. Number one, who's causing that storm? Number two, what is your occupation? Are you occupying yourself with what God wants to occupy yourself with? Are you going, people don't pray, they just go abroad. People don't pray, they just move to Lagos. People don't pray, they just go to Abuja. They don't pray. They just move, and then they will not try to get. I'm not against anybody here. Please, please, please tell somebody, Pastor loves you. Not against anybody. You just find somebody and marry them. I mean, like one guy years ago, he just went out, married somebody, and came to church. And you know what? We never heard about the marriage. He just came and he stood over there and he said, meet my wife. Can you imagine? Meet my wife. And look at your women go self. My wife said, don't do that. So I shook his hand and she looked preparing pee. Just disappear like that. The next, and she was pregnant. The next thing I knew, they said, we should come and do the naming. I said, I know who to go for this naming. Not me. I'm nicer. I said, Pastor Adi, go for this naming. Everybody's laughing. Pastor Adi, go there. When he got up, he said, this lady is pregnant. Everybody said, Benny. In our church, we don't encourage that, Benny. I want to say, but what you repent, I want to pray for. But you know what? It is wrong. Woman said, Benny. And then, but you see, it was a Jonah, not listening to God. Next thing we know that the wife was beating the wife. And then the wife, I think, moved out and moved to Lagos. And we don't have them anymore. I heard Holy Spirit using one Yoruba word recently, Olori Kunkun. Have you heard before? You see, you are here now. In the Bible, when you get so, you are not coming. Masilo, Olori Kunkun. How about Jerais in a storm? Let's close it there. He said, throw into the water. And they did. And God came and took what? A fish. And God said, Jonah, love your wife. He said, you the choice, man. Submit to your husband. Children, obey your parents. Walk with all your heart. Don't keep malice. I'll do it now. Let's look at another storm. Let's land up. There's another storm that you are on the way to the right, but you are not sensitive. You know what I said? What did I say? Let me quickly round up so because it's getting hotter. The weather is, next Sunday we'll use AC, all right? So if you're feeling hot today, just relax till next Sunday. Okay, let's go. Act 27. I talk about storms. How to, if you're going to make progress in the coming year, learn how to master storm. Learn how to master storms. And I said, number one, storm you cannot master is a storm that came in because you are disobeying God. God said this, you two dicks. Let's look at the Bible, Act 27. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Let me find a verse. I want to read some verses over there. I can't go through all the stories, it's too long because it will take our time, so we can just round this up. In the new year, we are not going to disobey God. Amen, somebody here? How many here will not disobey God? Thank you. If you look at verse 1, it says this, and when it was decided that we should sail to Italy, they delivered Paul and some other prisoners to one named Julius, a centurion of the Augustan regiment. Next verse. And so, entering a ship of Adramyttium, we put to sea, meaning to sail along the coast of Asia. Aristarchus, Macedonian of Thessalonica, was with us. Let's stop there. 27 chapter of Acts was about a traveling, a journey. And God told Paul, you are going to be in Rome. So he appealed to Rome. And they delivered him to be taken to Rome. So he was on the way, not against God. Are you here with me? I want to find a specific verse and read it to you. In that verse, let me check my Bible here. I want to read where he began to talk to them about something that happened. Good. 21. Now, just hold it there. When they got on the sea, something happened. There was a storm. A bad storm. After a while, after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, "Men, you should have listened to me. You should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete." Now, mark those two words. "And incur this disaster and loss." Damage. We don't have to be damaged this year. And we don't have to suffer loss. Look, listen to me. God has no joy in you losing your life, losing your car, losing your property, accident. He doesn't want it in your life. The devil wants that. Are you hearing me, somebody? He doesn't want to go and empty your savings for some problem somewhere with the police or with the hospital. He doesn't want that. See, you will never really... I was watching history. I'm back to history. I love history. I was watching about Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Augustus Caesar, all these great men. And there's something about Caesar Augustus. He said he had peace and he made progress in Roman Empire. It's called Pax Romana. When you don't have peace, you won't make progress. So he said, you don't have to suffer this disaster and damage and loss. Do you know what? 1991, I suffered a damage that pulled me back almost 3 or 4 or 5 years. And it was not because I was disobedient to God. You tell us, listen. Men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete and then called this disaster and loss. There's some avoidable storm this year. You're going to avoid them in Jesus' name. Look at next verse. But that's hope. And now I heard you. Take heart, for there be no loss of life among you, but only of the sheep. You don't have to live or lose the sheep. You don't have to. What happened? Let's go to verse 5. Why did this happen to them? And when we had sailed over the sea, which is off Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. Follow me. Let's keep reading. Then the centurion found an excellent ship sailing to Italy and put us on board. Next verse. And when we had sailed slowly many days, follow, and arrived with what? Difficulties or often need us. The wind not permitting us to proceed. We sail under the shelter of Crete of Salome. Just follow. All those names are not speaking in tongues. We are journeying with difficulty. We arrive slowly. Next verse. Look at it. What did he say? Passing it with difficulty, we came to a place called Fair Havens, near the city of Lycia. Next verse. Now, when much time had been spent and sailing was now dangerous because the fast was already over, Paul advised them. Can you look up, everybody? Say, what did he say? Man, I what? Can you look up? Man, I perceive that this voyage will end with disaster and much loss, not only of the cargo and ship, but also our lives. I perceive. Tell the neighbor, where is your spirit? Where is your heart in this season? I perceive. I'm aware. Hey, this thing. I perceive that this journey, you can see the signs and symptoms already. Difficulty, slowly. Circumstances not working quite well. You are wondering about this guy you want to marry, but you can find cigarette stubs in his car already. But he comes to church and he's in the choir. And then you can, when you get back home, you find some condom somewhere else. And then you start praying and start perceiving. Everybody's quiet. Next verse. Nevertheless, the centurion was more persuaded by the helmsman and the owner of the ship. Listen to me. Anybody who is advising you because he's going to get money from you, be very careful. Are you hearing me? When people have their interest in something, they will advise you for their own end. Oh, I don't want to, but I have to mention her name because she told us before. I have a sister in church here. Years ago, before I became a pastor, she got admission into the university. And she was in a fellowship and went to that brother, who is Jim brother, am I right? Jim brother. And he said, should I go or not go and pray? And the person said, don't go. God said, don't go. And she missed the university. And she came to see me. That time I was not a pastor. I was just a crazy brother following Jesus in town, preaching around. And she came and said, something happened. And you know, that time I don't see people. I just spoke at her. I said, go and ask the fellow why he said you should not go. Remember? So she marched down, asked, why did he say you should not go? He said, because I want to marry you. Just get AK-47, man. Because you wanted to marry me, I should not go to university. She missed the admission. She went to poly, but has gotten a university degree now. Praise God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? See, people, you want to listen to your heart. What am I saying? Listen to your heart. My Bible, you remember? My Bible. My Bible, you remember? That the pages disappear in the Bible. The page, I don't know if you remember my Bible. My Bible, oh, tell the rest beside, tell somebody beside you. Pastor's Bible. Oh, I'll tell you. You know, I wanted to buy a Bible. I wanted to buy this Bible, not devil's Bible. Bible. I was praying that morning. Something said inside of me, don't buy this Bible. I said, I bind you in the name of Jesus. I had believed God for this money. The money has arrived. I must buy this Bible today. So I got up and I went around the place, our modular theater. I took out the money. I paid for the Bible. I took the Bible, nice Bible, took it to the class, new great, old great hall, opened the front, wrote my name, Amosun Tunde J, man of God. Son of God, man of faith. So I went to, that same day, reading my Bible, and I saw from Act 4, John 8 to Act 4, is not in the Bible. I just opened John chapter 8, and the next thing was Act 4. And there was no, I said, Igbe the Bible, Bible, so I got up, I ran, sir. Bookseller, Bible, yo, loju too. He said, bring it, I will give you another one. Then he opened the front. Tunde Amosun, man of faith, son of God. He said, you have written your name there. You cannot return it. I perceived in the morning. I didn't follow it. Certain losses you don't have to have. Certain damages you don't have to have. Just calm down a little. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Let me talk to those guys who are very risky here. Some of you guys, you are very risky. You are courageous. Tinabanjo, emiatele Jesu, tonjo banro. Now you are married, you have children, you have to calm down. You just can't do what you used to do. Tinabanjo, toba jo enekon, wonekoni, singuni, wadai singulali, abeko. But when you are married and have children, you don't say, "In a manjo, toba joe, yawe, I cry, obomawe." So what do you do? You calm down slowly. Those days, when I was a single person, around 10 p.m., the Lord come to me. 10 p.m., go to Ibadan. No. And I pick my bag, put clothes there, and head toward Adaton. And I believe God for a car and get to Ibadan, whether by car, by lorry, or by truck. I've not heard God lately telling me to go to Ibadan 10 p.m. Where's my handkerchief? You know why? Because my wife will ask, Mbulenlo. When I said, I'm not telling you, she called Ayo, Canada. That is you. called to rest. You see, when you fall alone, it's okay. But when you have load, so don't just come and say, I'm going to invest that money at 2 million. You know how you got it? Struggle. Your wife says, let's think. No! You have to be bold and courageous. And they have given us this idea. Pastor said, the Lord is with us. Relax. Come on. Start with 5.5 million first. Koko will know. Toba yid dear. Pastor, but when you get dasile kona, ewani abomilo. When you perceive, Jesus told one man, he said, I'd rather have you slow than too fast. He said, when you are fast, I can't catch you. But when you are slow, I can call you up. Am I okay? Oh, the Lord will deliver you. He delivered me in 1991. I believe my way through it. It was 4 o'clock that day. It was getting late. I said, I'm going to Saple to go and see my friend, my father in the Lord. All along, before that time, I had this feeling. Something just wrong. Prayed. I just said, and then I went to go and repair a car that same day. I learned now, you don't repair a car the day you are traveling. That's not so sad, because you never know what will happen on the road. You know, so we got our car, we started driving. We got to that place, Ogara Junction. We ran into Agbegi. Ayotunde was at the front, almost 1 year old, with Dr. Fenofenojo. Just before that time, transferred the baby to the back, so it would be smashed. We ran into that Agbegi. The driver that was driving the car, I was in, it was a car, the wood, Agbegi was coming like this and stopped at his front like this. We prayed. I've been praying for days before I didn't know what was going on. But I suffered the damage of the car. For years, I couldn't recover. Finally, I recover. God is with you, but it can be a little bit slow. Let's read and finish that place quickly, and then let's go home. What happened next? And because the arbor was not suitable to winter in, number one, the herdsman said, let's go, it's not easy here. The owner said, look, I want to make my money fast. And then second, the place is not comfortable. And the majority advised to set sail from there also. If by any means we may reach Phoenix, a harbor of Crete, open toward the southwest and northwest, and went out there. Next verse. And then, when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their desire, putting out to the sea. Everybody's on your side now. The helmsman, the captain, the centurion, what else? The weather, right? At Ibavisa, what if you come? When you come out, law, what if you pay? Praise the Lord. When you come up to Lagos, you say, it's ready. What if you come? Next verse. But not long after, a tempestuous head wind arose called Euroclydon. And Euroclydon will come. Next verse. So when the ship was caught and could not head into the wind, we let her drive. You are no longer in control anymore. You just start tossing. Next verse. And running under the shelter of an island called Clauda, we secured the ship with difficulty. Next verse. And when they are taking it, see, don't take that money, that loan. It's easy to take that loan. It's a 10 million. My uncle here will tell you, he took 10 million. You took 10 million, sir, from that loan. And you paid 100 million back and still lost your 2 houses. He told us in the business meeting. It's easy. They struck, say, next verse, and what? And because we were exceedingly tempted, tossed, the next day, we start throwing our own load and start offering our life, start selling our goods, start selling our house, start selling our bed, start selling our cars. Next verse. And what? On the third day, we threw the ship's tackle overboard with our own hands. Next verse, quickly. And then when neither saw nor stars appeared for many days and no small tempest beat on us, all hope that we'll be saved was finally given up. Want to make some sense this morning? I want you to enjoy this year. And this kind of storm, you will avoid them in Jesus' name. You don't have to lose. See, God can take care of you. You don't have to suffer losses. You don't have to go and leave your house and move somewhere and go and be managing for 3, 4, 5 months and your wife scatter somewhere. No, you don't have to calm down. and take your step by God. And what you cannot, don't go and borrow money to do some investment you don't know anything so much about. Crypto, something on crypto stones, crypto dollar, crypto nice, crypto witty. Oh, makokongpa, dukwe, maramataso elo, matasoe, mataso batike elo. So bomi. Don't come and cry in my office this year. Oh, come and cry. I will help you. I will just encourage you. You know? Pastor, me, my bear, Pele, in my younger days, I'll say, I told you. But now I'm older now. I say, Pele, you can take what I say for a moment. But you see, as I'm comforting you, you are in the suffering. Paul got up and said, I told you. That's the verse next now. Men, you should have listened to me and not have suffered from it and it caused this disaster and this loss. But Paul was in the boat and God delivered him, and God will deliver you. Some of you, last year, you look like dawn. Last year, you look like dawn. The Lord will deliver you this year. Are we all right? Are we all right? I said, are we all right? So, let's close this service like this. Every storm, you can master it. But some storm, you cannot master in disobedience. And some storms, be very careful. Be cautious. Is that all right? Are we blessed? Anytime you sense something inside of you, don't go. It's better you be late than be sorry. Am I right? Have I helped you today? Happy New Year. Since we are going to do well, let's dance. Okay?